Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio. Radio show. I'm Mike Snyder, and I'll be your host today along with Brigitte. This show is going to be our summer solstice meditation for 2022. So we're going to have more on that for Brigitte here in a couple minutes. As you all know, due to the ongoing global circumstances for the past couple years, we've been offering our show here once or twice a month in place of the normal in-person events we usually would hold over at our center in New Jersey. So if you'd like to stay informed about our future radio shows, and down the line, in-person events, expos, retreats, all sorts of things like that, please feel free to sign up for our monthly email newsletter on Brigitte's website, which is www.lightbridge101.com. Most of our shows lately, like this one, have been pre-recorded, so normally we'll email the link out to everyone a day or so after we've recorded the show. So with all that out of the way, I'd like to give out the website info. And again, to find out more about Brigitte and the services she offers, her website is www.lightbridge101.com. And to find out more about me and the music recordings I offer, you can visit my website, www.mikesnydercc.com. There you can find my music, previous recordings of classes Brigitte has offered over the years, and all the links to both this radio show and the ones we've done on Voice America a few years back. Okay, with that, I'd like to introduce Brigitte.
Thank you, Mike. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the event of the summer solstice 2022. It's hard to believe that just a week ago we did the Festival of Humanity, and now we are already focusing on the next auspicious day, on the next event. And it just goes to show us how powerful and how intense this month really is. The full moon was a super moon. It was very much bringing up emotional experiences for all of us. And now with the Festival of the Light that has been celebrated for thousands and thousands of years, we also have an opportunity with so much light to look in those little cracks and areas in ourselves where we might not have necessarily been ready to look at, because the light shines into all areas, especially the areas that we kind of try to hide and keep in the dark if possible. Therefore, during the summer solstice and preparing for the summer solstice, you might often experience consciousness shifts, make new choices, becoming aware of things that have been stagnant for a long time that now need your attention so that you can take it to the next level of expressing your divine essence out into the world. I always notice that when you focus on service, when you focus on putting yourself out there in the world, that a lot of transformation, good transformation, takes place. And the summer solstice, where the light is the strongest and the light is celebrated, it reminds us of the light within ourselves, and it reminds us how important it is to let that light shine, to release anything that is holding you back from letting that light fully be embodied in you, and to find ways, whether it's through help from others or by your willingness to go into meditation, to truly release that what no longer serves you, to truly let go of the past, and even to a certain extent of the future, because sometimes we worry so much about what if and what is going to be and what, how will the changes show up in our lives. And then the discord that gets created by these fears is not good for us either. So it really holds true, the power of now and bringing you into the present moment, as the present moment is the only place where you can truly affect change into your life in the most effective way. And so Saint Germain is going to take you on an inner journey. I'm going to hand it over to him because he certainly has far more to say than Mike and I do. And as an opening, we are going to play a piece of Mike's beautiful music, channeled music. And I invite you to just simply open yourself up, feel your spirit guides with you, and just allow yourself to receive, because that's what this is all about, receiving an infusion of love and light. So enjoy. Greetings, my beloved friends and fellow lightworkers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I'm connecting with you at this auspicious day of the Festival of Light, that some know as the summer solstice. But there are many different names for this festival. It is a very significant day of change, of shift, of awakening, and of transformation. You all have worked so hard for this in the last 6 months. You have went through a deep inner transformation, going even deeper into your own self, asking yourself some very important, but sometimes challenging questions. Questions about yourself, questions about your choices, questions about who you are and who you choose to be. And you might even at this stage still feel that you don't fully have the answer. And may I tell you that that is actually the answer. Because you're ever evolving, ever changing, awakening further and further to your divine essence, walking the path of enlightenment step by step. Therefore, why would you limit yourself with just seeing who you are in one way? You're a multifaceted, multidimensional being. And every moment you have the power and the ability to define yourself anew. And it is okay if you don't like the way you were yesterday or even a minute ago. You are here to experience your human self. And yes, we understand being human can be a little bit challenging. It can be not as clean and beautiful as you would like it to be at times. It can be messy. It can feel very jarring at times, painful even. And yet, here you are. There are also many beautiful things about being in physical form. You can experience the light and the play of the light in so many beautiful ways. Whether the sun is reflected on a lake, on the ocean, or in the water flow of a river, or in the darkness, when you see a lantern, or a light, or a candle, does that not open something up within you? Doesn't it open you up to the mysteries that, yes, might be hidden, and yet are calling out to you? Secrets of the human experience that you still yearn to uncover, making it worthwhile being in form, looking at a sunrise or at a sunset, and contemplating about the deeper meanings of life and spirit within life. And so the Festival of Light, it's a time of illumination, a time of awakening, and a time of deepening your connection to your own spiritual self. Yes, there is going to be an attunement and an activation for you at this time of the festival. We will set the seed, but you will bring in that light to you. And what you've experienced in the last few weeks especially is a form of emptying out, a form of what you lovingly call detoxification. So don't be surprised if you weren't physically feeling well, if you were feeling nauseous, you couldn't eat as usual, because aren't you always preparing when it comes to a time of initiation, when it comes to a time of shift, when it comes to a time where you receive a divine blessing that brings about change? Do you not fast or watch what you eat in preparation? And might there not be some part of you, even though you're not fully aware of it, some part of you excited in the knowing deep within you that this is a time of change, that this is a time of new beginnings, a new expression of self? And so rest assured, the last 21 days were filled with surprises, challenges, maybe, if you want to term them as such. But the idea is to empty yourself, to make room for this new light, this new frequency. And so now we are going to take a moment to take a few deep breaths in and out. And with every out breath, go of the last little bit of resistance to change. Just breathe it out. Breathe out the tension. Breathe out the fear. Breathe out your past. Breathe out all the heaviness of any kind of relationship that you might have felt has been holding you back. And that is not just relationships to people. It can equally be a relationship to a business or to a job or to anything in your life. Everything in life has a relationship with you. How you relate to it is up to you. It is there to mirror aspects of yourself back to you that are for you to learn about, for you to acknowledge, and maybe for you to simply release as it no longer serves you, as it no longer needs to be experienced. So again, take a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, let go of all those experiences that no longer serve you. Empty yourself. And as you empty yourself, feel the space around you opening up. Because your eyes are closed, there already is that sensation of darkness, of emptiness. Let yourself fall deeper into that darkness and emptiness. Because it is a sacred space. It is a sacred womb that allows you to be born into a whole new form of existence. And just like a baby that is getting ready to be born, to step into a new light, into a new experience of self, you are now entering the birth canal to move into a new light, to move into a new embodiment of self. So let yourself for a moment be in the womb, in this beautiful place where you are safe and you're safely held by spirit. You might not see spirit, you might not even hear spirit, but you can feel spirit. You can feel yourself being held. And even so, part of you might want to hang on to the past because it's familiar. There's no going back now. There's only moving forward. There's only stepping into that birth canal and stepping into the light, opening yourself up into an expanded version of self. And so the only way into that new life, and you will experience it in the outer as well, is by letting go, is by relaxing, surrendering to the moment, not trying to control the moment, and letting it carry you safely and easily and effortlessly through that birth canal into the new life. You're all ready to step into that new life. And so we're going to play now a piece of music, and all I want you to do is experience that spaciousness and letting yourself relax before we move you through the birth canal into the full activation of the new light within you. Just open up. Just let go. Allow yourself not to have a plan, not to know what that future even looks like, just to know that whatever is happening is the way your divine self, your divine I am, is guiding you toward. This has purpose. This has meaning. There is something awaiting you, awaiting for you to experience. Trust and have faith. Now, just allow yourself to float in that spaciousness of spirit. Now allow yourself to feel the calling of spirit that is moving you forward. And as you move forward, as you leave behind everything in the past, you can feel in the distant sense that there is something awaiting you. And as you focus, you see a little speck of light. And as you move towards it, it gets greater and larger and bigger. And your heart yearns to become one with that light. And you simply allow yourself to be drawn further and further, leaving the darkness behind. You don't even feel a birth canal. You just follow the light, the beam of light. It is the path of light that you follow. And it draws you outward, further and further into that light that becomes larger and larger until you and the light become one. You enter the purity of that light. It infuses every part of your consciousness. You are light. You are love. You are in a state of grace. And I want you to feel the transformation that is taking place when spirit touches you in such a manner. Because nothing stays hidden. Everything is out in the open. There is no pretending to be something that you're not. In this moment, you simply are who you are. No excuses, no stories, just beingness, being open. And as you are dismantled into your most subatomic levels, as you are formless, as only a little tiny bit of your true essence is keeping you connected to your physical body that you left behind, you can feel and sense the light speaking to you. Spirit is speaking to you. You might not hear words, but there is an inner knowing that you hear the voice of the divine. And the message is a message of love. And it is also a message of gratitude for your willingness to infuse yourself with such high intensity light so that you can bring it back to earth and carry it into the world like the torch of hope that you're meant to be, the beacon of love and light, like a light tower, showing those who are still asleep and confused and afraid a path out of the darkness into the light. That's who you are. And you can feel within you ancient codings being activated, codings of light, as the divine speaks to you. And we want you to feel the fullness of this light infusion now by playing another piece of music. Just let the light fully transform you so that when it is done, when the process is done and you return to your body, you can take the fullness of this experience with you and listen to the message of spirit for you. Feel it, know it, incorporate it into you as it speaks to your heart. We will play some music for this process now. And as the light around you recedes, you find yourself right in the center of the temple of the sun. A brilliant golden temple. I will not describe it to you because every one of you will experience it in your own unique way. But know this, you're not alone in this temple. The solar logos Helios and his divine complement Vesta are with you at this time. And the three of you are sitting in form of a triangle together. And your hearts are connected, creating a triangle of light. There's much transference taking place. But it is important right now for you to fully understand your divine purpose on earth. You're not here to simply do your day-to-day work, get up in the morning, eat, work, and go to sleep. You are a bringer of love and light. You are a leader, a spiritual leader in your own right. And this is a time for you to own this, to no longer make excuses, but to be strong in eliminating that what is hindering the purity of your light to shine. You know exactly what I'm talking about, but you don't have to do this alone. That is the illusion to break. We are here with you, supporting you in this process. And that's why Helios and Vesta are present. They are now infusing into your light body a certain energy infusion, energy imprint to support you in the process when you're back in your body to make necessary changes in your life that will better support you with the new frequency you're going to be holding in the days ahead. Gaia has committed to walk the path of ascension. The frequency is not going to slow down. It is becoming more activated, bringing in some magnetic forces, experiences that ask every single human to make new choices, to choose love over fear, to choose peace over war, and to take responsibility for Earth and the environment in a very new way. The wake-up calls will be coming, and you will be ready for it. Let this transference take place. And now that this ancient temple, just like many of the temples, in a heightened place. So I want you to take a moment as you feel this alignment to focus it on your life. You might not know how to make the necessary changes that are more in alignment with your heart. And that is okay. All I'm asking you to do is trust your divine I am to do this for you. To call in your divine I am every morning, every time you think of it. And to ask your divine I am to do whatever is necessary to dissipate and eliminate any discord and any negativity from your life. And to guide you where you need to be, to fulfill your divine purpose as a bringer of love and light in the world, so that you can truly be a co-creator to bring heaven to earth, not only in your life, but assisting others to do the same. You will find that in the days that will follow the summer solstice, much change, good change, will come to you and through you to the world. Trust the process and release the fear of the unknown. Humanity as a whole is walking a new path. This path is not known and should not be known because you do not want to repeat the past. So rejoice in the knowing that this is something very new for all of you to experience. Therefore, don't go back into Atlantis or Lemuria. Don't go back into previous world wars or historical situations because you do not want to recreate the past. You want this life to be very different and very new, truly a new beginning. Now, Helios is going to touch your heart together with Vesta, sealing all of the light infusion into you. And you're now being sent back, path of light, towards Earth. Simply allow yourself to follow this magnetic pull that comes from your physical self. But before you enter back into your body, rain that pure light that you are into your room, into your house, into your life, into every aspect of your life for a moment, and then out into the world. As you send this light into every aspect of yourself, your life, your future, as well as the world, you're going to play another short piece of music while you're doing that. And when you're ready, allow yourself to re-enter your physical body. And take a moment to get settled. Get a feeling for your feet on the ground. Move your fingers, move your toes. Take a couple of deep breaths in and out. Feel your light body and your physical body reconnecting. These are truly momentous times you've worked for many, many years now. Do not give up, especially just about when your life is going to change according to your divine I am to that what you've worked so hard to manifest. Keep up the trust and faith. Live in the knowing that all is well. Do not let your human self sabotage this process. Do not listen to the voice of fear. Do whatever you can for the power of the violet flame to transform and transmute fear into love, sadness into joy, despair into hope. Remember the prayer of Saint Francis. Let it be your guide. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. And that includes in your own life. Where there's injury, pardon. And that includes pardon your own self. Give yourself for being human. Where there's doubt, have faith. Where there's despair, choose hope. Where there's darkness, remember the light within. And where there's sadness, replace it with joy. Because not only are you going to seek, but you're also going to be consoled and console. This is very important. You cannot just console others. You also have to allow yourself to be supported, to console yourself, to give yourself a pep talk sometimes in front of the mirror. This is very, very helpful. To be understood as to understand, and that includes understanding your human moments, to not judge them. As I said in the beginning, being human can be messy. Love that messiness. It is not meant to be perfect. It is meant to be unique and full of surprises. That's what makes human life so exciting. Don't control it. Just experience it. And it is in giving that you receive, but that also includes times where you have to give to yourself, where you have to fill up your own cup, where you might have to take a nap before going out into action, where you have to eat first before you extend your energy outwards. And as you pardon, you will be pardoned. And what that means is, as you are forgiving to others, as you are not taking the world so seriously, as you look at the world with a little bit of a sense of humor, the world is going to lighten up around you too. The world is going to give you the benefit of the doubt too. The world will show you more love and appreciation, and will soften around you just as you soften to the world. Be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with the world. And yes, a part of you dies every day. because a part of you is reborn to a new expression of self with every breath, every morning, every time you make a new choice. You are reborn to eternal life because you are so much more than your human self. Expand your consciousness and you will know beyond a doubt within your heart that you are an aspect of God. I wish you a wonderful, wonderful summer solstice. May this light carry you into many new, wonderful experiences, as I have no doubt you will have. We are with you. We are watching over you. We are guiding and directing you as much as you allow us to, and integrate and include us in your life. And now that all is well, be patient, be observant, and choose love. I am Saint Germain, and it is done. Amen. Namaste.
Alright, well, what a great show. So thank you, Brigitte Saint Germain.
It's hard to come back from that. Oh my God. Thank you so much for listening and for joining the Saint Germain radio show. I hope you have a wonderful summer solstice event. And we are also very excited to have Dr. Anna Harvey with us in the next radio show, where we are going to interview her. And it's very much about similar things that Saint Germain is talking about with the Violet Flame.
Yeah, and we're going to be interviewing her about her book called Only Good Comes to Me, Introducing the LEP Frequency. And it's really a fascinating book. It talks all about different ways to keep your frequency and your vibrations higher, and you can attract more of what you want in your life. So we're going to do a nice interview with her and talk about how she came into writing the book and what the LEP frequency is. And we're really going to have a good time. So we'll have the link for that posted up probably in the next few days, sometime next week is what we're planning on.
Yeah, and it really fits right in with Sanctum Maine, as it is also very much about the divine I am and using the power of the violet flame to transform, to eliminate, not even transform, to just eliminate discordant energies, negativity, and whatever holds you back. So it's a great addition to what this radio show in Sanctum Maine is already all about. So thank you very much for listening in. We love you. We are grateful that you join us here in this manner. And we hope that this is a great experience and shift for you and that you have wonderful days ahead.
Okay. And that's it for us. Peace and blessings, everyone.
Have an enjoyable summer. Peace out.